Welcome to Pitti Umo. I'm here with Weather, who has a tennis shoe brand called Brightway. And the reason why I'm interviewing him is because as I was walking by his stand, I was quite taken with the leather. So I wanted to learn more about it. So tell our listeners about your brand, about your shoe wear.
Yes, my brand name is Brightway. We founded it 2012, but my factory was born 70 years ago, and now we participated in the Pitti Umo the first time.
Yeah, it's okay.
And my brand concept is 10 years shoes, a long time you can use, long time use. Right. And long years used, and the three features. The first is a super minimalistic design, and the next one, we have a repair service. For example, you can change outsole, lower sole, you can change repair service. And the last one is we make only Japanese material, and all handmade in artisan by Japan. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Why it's so colorful? Because I love what you did with the leather.
Yes, and now I explain. It's a basic collection, and now we produce a new collection. It's a Kyoto leather collection. It's a very colorful series, and this is a very, very old traditional method. In Kyoto, born in Kyoto.
Kyoto,
so,
huh?
Yeah, because my brands use all Japanese materials, and when Mr. Tajiri is a founder of Kyoto Leather, I liked his vision. So many suppliers and so many industry in Japan, and so many techniques was mixed, and make the final products and producing in the world.
Oh, that sounds very, very interesting. How many prints do you have? I see them at the stand, but how many prints do you have in all? For example, they have one print, I think they have six or seven prints, but how many prints are there?
Products?
Yeah.
Yes, now 8 products.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but now only Kyoto collection, but in the future I will make the many collections. For example, the denim. Do you know denim? Okayama denim.
No, I don't know that.
The city is Okayama.
Right.
In Japan, it's very famous and denim.
For denim. Okay,
yeah.
Right.
For example, the simple design and but the material is denim. For example, that is an example. Yeah, so many. I think the Japanese material is very nice, but they have no final products. Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Then you said you can repair the shoes. So
yes.
How many? What's the warranty? If I have my shoes after 1 year or 2 years?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Maybe about 2 or 3 years.
I can send them back, or you'll repair them after 2 or 3 years.
No. Sorry. Okay. I mistake. Sorry. In Japan,
uh-huh.
1 week or 2 weeks.
Right.
But in the worldwide, maybe in shipping, including a shipping, 1 month or 1.5 months.
No. To repair, can you repair the shoes? You said. I think you said. Can you? If something goes wrong with the shoe, can you repair them?
Yeah. Oh, I understand. You asked me the. For example, these shoes can repair.
Yeah, if I have your shoes and I need them to be repaired, do you repair them? Is that what you said?
Of course, the first one, buy a ticket, buy online,
uh-huh.
And the customer sent to my factory the customer's shoes.
Right.
And when we received, and we will repair by 2 weeks.
Oh,
and yeah,
really.
And after that, we are shipping. We will ship.
Ship them back to the customer.
Yeah. Very simple. Yeah.
Is that only in Japan, or is that for the whole world?
No, in Japan and the Asian country, but maybe two or three years later, we would like to. all over the world.
Oh, that sounds really nice. Very so, sustainable.
So many problem, but we can try. we would like to try.
Oh, that thing is very admirable. All right. Now, let me ask you, how much do your trainers cost? What's the price?
Repair.
No, well, yeah, to repair, and how much do they cost to buy?
Buy. The basic speaker is about 300 euro.
Uh-huh.
And the Kyoto Laser Collection, it's a special collection, maybe about 800 euro.
Uh-huh.
And the repair service, maybe 90 euro.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. Where do you buy your sneakers? Can we buy them in Japan? Can you buy them around the world?
Yeah, we're and we are real shop now only in Japan, Tokyo and Osaka.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is online. So you can buy online all over the world.
Right. Let me ask you another question. I see the tennis shoes. Which shoe would you recommend people buy?
I think I like the white sneaker.
He's wearing white sneakers out there. Okay.
Yeah, but I think this new collection, it's a very rainbow color.
Right.
I like this one too. Yeah.
Could you wear the rainbow color with suits or blue jeans, or what would you wear them with?
I think suits is not very, very special. So
I think
denim or the slacks.
Yeah?
Yeah, casual size or tailor. Not so too much tailor. Casual size better, I think.
All right. Okay, so can you wear them during the nighttime, something sophisticated, something going to dinner, or only during the daytime?
Yeah, for example, white sneaker, you can use every time, everywhere. So I think this is very good for you. But I think the rainbow, the Kyoto Laser rainbow one, it's use a special day for dinner or yeah.
Alrighty. Yeah. Anything else?
So my company.
Tell them your company again.
Yes, and my company was born 1954.
Oh.
So next year, 70 years. So my grandfather.
Your grandfather started the company.
Was founded it, and my brand name is Brightway.
Right.
But my company's name, International Shoes. So big name.
But original, okay.
Yeah, my grandfather when he was founded, he wished our shoes
become famous or go global.
Global and worldwide people,
right,
wearing my shoes and become very happy. He hoped. So over the 70 years, my third generation. So over the 70 years, I can try.
I think you're doing a good job. Like I said, I think those shoes make people very happy, very enthusiastic. So I hope all you guys out there who are listening to this podcast will check it out. What's the website again?
Brightway.
Brightway.jp or .com?
Yes, it's a www and Brightway and
hyphen
global.
Uh-huh.
.com.
All right. You heard it here first. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Weather. Ciao.